Each week at this time, we bring you stories from New Zealanders who are forced to leave their homelands and resettle here. Today, we're joined by Madiha Ali from Pakistan. Hello, Madiha.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking some time out with us on a Friday afternoon. Tell us why you left Pakistan.
We left Pakistan because of, I'd say, civil unrest. So basically, there are two groups, and we were the minority. So there was some daily genocide of my community members going on, and when it reached its peak, we had to leave.
Who was your community, Madiha?
So basically, there are two major sects in Islam, and we are the Shia Muslims, and Shia Muslims in Pakistan are the minority. So there were some extremist religious groups that thought we were deserving to be dead, and the daily genocide was conducted by those religious groups, the extremist religious groups, I would call them.
And you were 14 years old when you left Pakistan, so I imagine your memories of those times are quite strong.
Yes, they are. I remember quite a lot about all that happened. And yeah, back then I was very, very young. It was difficult to process it all back at the time, and there were quite a lot of questions that I always had about why it's happening to us, what's going on. And I think as you grow up, you kind of find the answers to those questions.
Mm.
But some questions are, you can never find answers to them.
I'm sure that's true. So how did you go about leaving?
Sorry?
How did you leave Pakistan?
One of my father's friends who was in Singapore, he helped us get Singapore's visa. So we arrived in Singapore, and after Singapore, the journey started, and then it was through the jungles and the boat. And then we arrived in Indonesia, where we stayed for 5 years. It was a transit country where currently a lot of refugees are residing, waiting to be resettled. And after living there for 5 years, we were accepted by New Zealand. And we arrived here in October 2018.
I've got some lovely photos of you and your family on the website. So were there six of you that arrived?
Yes, just got my mum and dad, got an older sister and two younger brothers. So it was the six of us. We arrived together. My brothers were very, very young when we left Pakistan. But it's good that we're together.
An incredible thing for your parents to go through, taking, four children out of a country, not quite knowing where you would end up. Must have been very stressful for them.
I bet, because I think looking back, I kind of wonder how did we even go through all of that? Because back then we were so focused on getting the journey done and reaching a safe place that it didn't seem too much. But now looking back, it kind of scares me. But yeah, I think they took a very big step, but it was for the better.
Yeah. Did you know what to expect from New Zealand? Had you heard anything about the country?
Oh, no, nothing about New Zealand. The only thing I knew about New Zealand was that the population of sheep was more than the population of people.
Yeah, and that fact seems to have got around the world.
And I think after we were told by UNHCR that our file was sent to New Zealand, I actually did a bit of research in New Zealand, and I did watch Haka before the rugby match.
Great. So what were your impressions of New Zealand when you arrived?
Oh, I loved it. I think I really, really loved it. It's such a beautiful country, and I think meeting the people of New Zealand, they were all really nice, really welcoming. And I think it was just a really good feeling, I think, when we left the airport and I was standing outside waiting for the car. I was just looking around and I could not believe that we were finally in New Zealand, because it was a long, long wait, years of desperation, hopelessness and uncertainty. And sometimes there were times when I would wonder if we would ever resettle. And when I was finally in New Zealand looking around, it was quite unbelievable for me. I could not actually, for a long time, even now sometimes when we're with my family, sometimes I ask them, are we actually in New Zealand? Because it was a long wait, and there were times when we actually gave up hope. But yeah, when I first left the airport, it was such a surreal feeling looking around New Zealand. It was a really, really green country. Because back in my own hometown, the city that I lived in, it's a really dry city, surrounded by mountains. But here it was really green, and the people were really, really welcoming.
What's been your favourite thing about this country? It's amazing you've only been here 18 months. Congratulations on your English, by the way, which is beautiful. Where did you learn English?
Oh, I think I started learning English when I was 6. And I went to an English school. So I've been having a very long relationship with English. I've been learning English since I was really, really young.
Yeah, it must help a lot.
Yeah, that made it easier.
Yep. So what's your favourite thing about New Zealand?
I think I like the people. People here are really, really nice. And I would say I really like the Prime Minister. I'm a really big fan of Jacinda. I think she's amazing.
You'll get to vote for the first time this year, I imagine.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. And what's been the hardest thing about moving to this country?
I think the hardest would be adjusting, because coming from a different background, cultural background, religious background, it is at times difficult. I think I've struggled to make friends here, because I think coming from a very different country, a very different culture, very different traditions, it is a bit hard to adjust. And I think especially with those who come here and they cannot speak in English. I think our biggest advantage was that we could speak in English. But I think families who cannot speak in English, it is difficult for them to adjust and resettle.
Yeah. You are doing something about that. I think you have a job helping other refugees. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm currently at work, and I'm a youth worker. I work with ethnic youth from migrant and refugee backgrounds, help them integrate into the wider community.
And they must get a lot out of that, do they?
Yeah, I think it's our job is actually to provide a safe space for them where they can make connections, just build and grow as individuals. Because I think sometimes it gets difficult. You feel isolated. So basically, it's providing them with that opportunity, with that platform where they can form those connections, build solid friendships, and just grow as individuals, I think.
And you're obviously a pretty smart cookie, because you're also doing a double major in law and political science at University of Waikato. Great choice of university, my old university. And what do you hope to do one day? Do you have ambitions?
I want to be a human rights lawyer. That's my dream for now. But I think it keeps on changing, because since I was young, my ambitions have kept on changing. But for now, it is to become a human rights lawyer and help people out, help as many people as I can. Because from the country that I come from, it's more of like, if you have wealth, if you have power, that's enough. So just want to be able to help as many people as I can, because I feel like I've been on the other end. I know how it feels to be underprivileged. I know how it feels to be the other person who is seeking that help. So I want to be that help now that I am in a better position, and to make use of my privileges, because right now I'm in a very, very privileged position in comparison to so many people in the world. So to be able to make use of that privilege would be my ambition in any way, shape or form.
Great. And as you know, you're talking about making friends before, who is your sort of natural community? Maybe it isn't people from Pakistan. Is it other Shiite Muslims? Or, do you have a group that you can sort of connect with here in New Zealand?
Yeah, definitely. We've got our community here. we do interact with them. I've got a, I have made quite a few friends in the community and even outside. I've got a few friends at university to keep me sane, I'd say.
I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks very much for your time today and good luck.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Let me know if I can help with anything. It's Madiha Ali, who is currently at the University of Waikato doing law and political science, but also working part-time as a youth worker, helping other people in a similar position to her.